Tuesday, Kansas. Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports an 18-year-old Hayesville woman was killed, two passengers injured in an accident near St. John around 8:30 last night. The KHP reports that 18-year-old Alexandra Wheeler was driving a Saturn on Northeast 140th Street last night when she struck a dead deer in the roadway that had been killed in a previous accident. Wheeler lost control of the vehicle, entered the ditch, and the vehicle rolled several times. KHP reports two passengers, a 17-year-old female and a 30-year-old male, were taken to a Great Bend hospital for treatment. Police in Wichita investigating after a body was found in a dumpster on Christmas Day. Wichita Police Sergeant Wendell Nicholson says the cause of death is not clear yet, but investigators are treating the case as suspicious. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Restore lost fuel economy and eliminate rough idle with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner and get one free. Clean clogged injectors and increase fuel efficiency with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner. Buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's Macy's biggest mattress sale of the season. Save on an amazing selection from Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and more. Like Queen mattress sets starting at $279. Plus, get special financing on a mattress purchase of $499 or more on your Macy's card. Macy's biggest mattress sale of the season. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
The driver of a semi-tractor trailer rig injured when high winds pushed his vehicle over in western Kansas on Christmas Day. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports the crash occurred shortly after 3 o'clock Sunday in Logan County. Kansas Highway Patrol troopers say the 05 Freightliner was westbound less than a mile east of Oakley on I-70 when a gust of wind pushed the rig over. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the truck came to rest on its passenger side. 50-year-old man from Denver, Colorado was the driver. He was injured in the crash and taken to the Logan County Hospital. The patrol says the man was wearing his seatbelt at the time of the crash and no other vehicles were involved. Election losses for conservatives and a mass shooting in Heston among the top stories in Kansas in 2016. Other top stories included a plot to bomb a Garden City apartment complex where Somali immigrants lived and the death of a Kansas state lawmaker's son on a Kansas City water slide. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Rick Everett. Authorities say a man was taken to a hospital after a standoff with police in Grand Island. Officers called to the scene near the Grand Island Public Library around 4:30 yesterday afternoon, where a man was seen holding a gun to his head. Just after 10 o'clock last night, officers used a distraction device to startle and capture the man. It's unclear whether any shots were fired. The mother of a Lincoln man killed by an Offutt Air Force Base guard during a police chase has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the guard and Air Force commanders. The federal lawsuit filed last week alleges that shooting 21-year-old Zachary Johnson amounted to excessive force. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that Douglas Bickle, an Air Force security contractor, shot Johnson in the chest when he crashed a car through a base entrance in June of 2012. Air Force officials have said the guard was following procedures. Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday held a public hearing to reauthorize the Neighborhood Revitalization Program. Commissioners approved participation through 2019 with confirmation of interlocal agreements from participating municipalities. Guitard Township Board members requested more than $10,000 appropriation previously approved for payment in lieu of taxes for the wind farm project. No action was taken on the request. The board accepted a letter of resignation effective immediately from Diane Brockstrom, Agency on Aging office clerk. Marshall County Courthouse and facilities will be closed Friday and Monday, both Christmas and New Year's weekends. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday held a public hearing for the Neighborhood Revitalization Program. That approval passed unanimously. State Property Valuation Department in 2017 will tax renewable energy for personal use as personal property. Following that advice, commissioners approved a conditional use permit for Willow Creek Dairy for construction of two wind turbines. Gage County Planning and Zoning Commission met recently. The topic of building permits and late fees was discussed. Gage County Board had asked the Planning and Zoning Commission to discuss the issue. That was tabled. Commission will continue discussion at their meeting in January. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Tuesday, hamburger gravy or mashed potato, wheat bread, peas and carrots, strawberry and banana, and a no-bake cookie. Tomorrow, chicken strips, cheesy potato, muffin, asparagus, and Watergate salad.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cornerstone Granite, we realize that decisions affecting you and your family are important. Since we were established nearly 15 years ago, we've been proud that our family has been blessed with the many friends and neighbors that are a part of our community. It's those relationships that we hope you consider when pre-planning or serving immediate memorial needs. We've grown up here and continue to take pride in serving you as a locally owned and family-operated business. Stop by and see us on Highway 36 in Home City or call us anytime. Find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, not a lot going on across the central parts of the Midwest as we have a high pressure system overhead, which is going to bring us quiet weather and sunny skies as we head throughout the rest of this Tuesday, all the way through the end of the week. It does look like temperature wise, we're going to see temperatures remain right around the mid to upper 40s. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Tuesday, sunny, temperatures at 49. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, low at 28. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. As into Wednesday, we'll continue with sunny skies with a high near 49. For Wednesday night, mostly clear, low near 27. Looks like for Thursday, once again, quiet weather. We'll have sunny skies, temperatures at 44. Thursday night, mostly clear, and Friday, sunny, high near 49. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
One of the best ways to communicate with your doctor and healthcare team is by asking questions. At Community Memorial Healthcare, they are open to your concerns about treatment, procedures, and medications. Research shows that patients who are proactive and ask questions during their visits result in improved outcomes and care coordination. Improve your health. Save your life. Ask questions. CMH plays a vital role in providing healthcare services to Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Visit cmhcare.org.
The Cowboys put the Lions playoff hopes on hold, and LeBron sits, and the Cavs lose. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Well, the Cowboys already have home field advantage in the playoffs, but they still kept the pedal to the metal last night.
Prescott under center. And there's the reverse to Bryant. He throws a reverse pass.
And 105.3 The Fan, and that's the kind of night it was. Dallas dominates Detroit 42-21. The Lions will have to wait to clinch a playoff berth. NBA, LeBron James rested after a tough Christmas Day game, and his absence was clearly felt by the Cavs.
The pass to the left corner, Marcus Morris for three. Oh, why not? Boy, the three ball has been working tonight.
On WMGC, Detroit tops Cleveland 106-90. 76ers almost pulled off a road win in Sacramento.
Back to DeMarcus. He's in three-point range. He launches for three. He scores the three.
On KHTK, Cousins knocks down the three with 20.9 seconds left. Kings beat the 76ers 102-100. Wins have been hard to come by for the Nets this season, but Randy Foy made Brooklyn fans smile last night.
It's Foy. Long three.
Randy Foy had not made a shot in 21 minutes. He was 0 for tonight.
The call on Fox Sports, Brooklyn edges Charlotte 120-118 on the buzzer beater, snapping a five-game losing streak. In Chicago, Dwayne Wade had the crowd on its feet. Wade scored 21. The Bulls top the Pacers 90-85. And another big night for the beard.
Harden gives it up, gets it right back to Rhino, and he hits.
That's the spirit of this year's Houston Rockets.
On the AT&T Sports Network, James Harden, 32 points, 12 assists. The Rockets roll past the Suns, 131-115. The NFL's walking wounded. Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota will have surgery Wednesday for his broken right leg. Seahawks receiver Tyler Lockett has undergone surgery after breaking two bones in his lower right leg. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
When Chad and I went on our first date in 1999, Chad told me that his future plans involved owning a gas station.
Having grown up with Cramerwell, I knew that this was the business for me.
Nearly 20 years later, we're proud to say that we're living our dream.
Although we are the C&J and CJ Express, it's you, our loyal customers, who make CJ Express.
Thank you for buying your fuel with us and then coming in to get a cold drink or a quick snack.
Thank you for stopping in for a cup of coffee and then drinking it with your friends.
Thank you for coming to us when you have that sweet craving and need your froyo fix.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to our employees and share the highlights of your day with them. We enjoy these relationships.
Thank you for supporting a local business.
Thank you for being part of the CJ Express family.
As a parent, you can get made fun of for having a mini. Well, the all-new Chrysler Pacifica isn't your average soccer mom van. With up to 30 miles per gallon, you can spend less at the pump and save more for family fun. Hi, this is Dave Esker from Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beatrice. Don't be afraid of a minivan complex. Stop in to test drive and discover what Chrysler has to offer. Whether you're driving across the country or just down the road for, yes, soccer practice, Chrysler will take care of your family. Twin Rivers, West Court Street, Beatrice, or online at twinriv.com.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
News that affects profitability and decisions made on your farm or ranch happens around the clock and around the world. You don't have to wait until an appointed news time to get the big story. AgView.net is a site committed to bringing you the news important to you. Compared with other sites that give you every story they can find and leave you to sort it out, AgView.net has people with real-world agriculture experience that separates the wheat from the chaff to give you the stories and interviews that matter most to you. AgView.net.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The World Trade Organization ruled last week 18 different import restrictions of the Indonesian government maintains on beef, poultry, and various produce items violate global trade rules, handling an overwhelming victory to the U.S. and New Zealand. The ruling could help the U.S. exports in a broad range of ag products to Indonesia that already totaled nearly $115 million in 2015. U.S. ag exports affected by Indonesia's restrictions include apples, grapes, oranges, potatoes, onions, flowers, juices, cattle, beef, and poultry. Indonesia can appeal the ruling to WTO's appellate body within 60 days. If it ultimately loses, though, Indonesia would have to reform its rules or face the possibility of U.S. trade retaliation. The U.S. Cattlemen's Association last week requested an update from the status of trade negotiations with China about the export of U.S. beef. In a letter sent to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, the USCA points out that an official from China in September announced in a speech in New York that Chinese consumers should no longer be denied the choice to dine on U.S. beef. The letter requests an update on the status of those negotiations and encourages the administration to reach out to stakeholders for input and feedback. China currently consumes about 13% of the world's beef and expected to increase their imports of red meat by nearly 24% this year as compared to previous years. A new outbreak of the highly pathogenic avian influenza in Asia and Europe have prompted more extensive biosecurity measures. The measures include bans on poultry and poultry product imports. South Korea has confirmed 22 million birds have been culled in the wake of several outbreaks over the last month. Taiwan has ordered a slaughterhouse to be disinfected after two chickens tested positive for HPAI. Japan is also preparing to cull another 120,000 birds. Meanwhile, authorities in Hong Kong issued a ban on poultry products from Japan, citing the outbreak of nearly 27.4 million broilers that are produced each year. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, it's the end of the line for Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. In less than a month, Vilsack, along with everyone else in the current administration, will exit Washington, D.C. as the incoming Trump administration takes over. Following the election in November, Vilsack reflected on his 8 years of leadership in the USDA.
I think we can make the case that it's been an interesting, historic, record-breaking 8 years, and I'm in the process of finalizing a little memo that I will provide to my successor, and it starts with making sure that he or she understands what an incredible opportunity they're going to have.
Vilsack hinted last week that he could be seeking more work in agriculture policy after his time in the USDA closes next month, but he immediately followed that with the statement that whatever comes next will be including a huge commitment to his family.
30 years I've been engaged in public service, one form or another, for the most part, for 30 years. And when you do that, you do sacrifice a lot of time. So I think the next phase of life could include agriculture, could include advocacy, if you will, for the people I love and care about. but it will also include a commitment to family.
Tom Vilsack, by the way, is the longest serving member of the current president's cabinet, serving in all 8 years of the current president's time in the White House. In other news, the World Trade Organization ruled last week that 18 different import restrictions the Indonesian government maintains on feed, poultry, and various produce items violate global trade rules, according to the WTO. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Winter is a tough time for cattle, so it's imperative to feed them the best feed you can buy. That's why you need to check out the benefits of cubes, pellets, and tubs made at the Kansas Ethanol Plant in Lyons, Kansas. 100% DDGS, no fillers, no binders, just high fat, high protein, and high phosphorus. Perfect to keep cattle in good shape, even in the roughest winter. So check your local Nutrina dealer. Ask them for Nutra Beef Cattle Nuggets, Cubes, or Tubs. It's a great insurance program for your winter cattle operation.
Every year there's more to see, more to do, and more to learn. The 28th annual 2017 Topeka Farm Show is January 10th, 11th, and 12th, and will feature 435 exhibiting companies, 750 booths, and daily horsemanship clinics, outstanding farm and ranch displays, and Midland Corn Seed Grand Prize Drawing. Three buildings, Domer Arena, Landon Arena, and Exhibition Hall. Parking is free, admission is free, and the wealth of information you'll take home is priceless. The 2017 Topeka Farm Show, January 10th, 11th, and 12th.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It's agriculture, as we all know. Tis the season for doing nothing in some cases because it's just too cold. More about that after this.
Rely on power service this winter when the temperature drops below 30 degrees. Add diesel fuel supplement plus cetane boost in the white bottle. Every time you fill up, it prevents fuel from gelling and protects against fuel filter icing. But what do you do when diesel is already gelled or iced up? Well, that's when you need Power Service Diesel 911 in the red bottle to restore the flow of fuel and get your engine running again. Learn more at powerservice.com. Get Power Service at auto, farm, and ranch stores nationwide.
If there's one thing I know, it's that all toilet bowls enjoy being rust-free. Hi, this is Orion, and this holiday season, give your toilet bowl RustGuard, the in-tank toilet bowl cleaner that protects against rust and hard water stains with every flush. Just one RustGuard tablet in the tank. It's really that easy. Log on to Wink, WHINK.com, to see all the fine clinging products from Wink. Pick up RustGuard this holiday season. Joy to the bowl. The rust is gone.
The cold weather has come across the Midwest, and that has brought with it both opportunity and obstacle when it comes to marketing grain. Naomi Bloom is with Stuart Peterson, an ag market analyst there.
Very much so. We see that oftentimes when all of a sudden, if it's really cold or getting closer to the holidays, producers are not in the mood to go outside and deal with all of that and machinery potential failure, things like that. So those are actually oftentimes when the basis improves all of a sudden quick for a couple days. Be mindful of that, and if you have access to internet, and most elevators and ethanol plants now post their basis online every day. Watch the trend that's there, because sometimes just in those few days where the market is offering you that quick, hey, we need supply in here now, that's when you can score some of those better deals that maybe some of your neighbors aren't paying attention to.
And I guess it's just common sense that with all of the outside influences and the unknowns with the new administration, that it just pays to pay attention.
Oh, beyond the shadow of a doubt. It's going to be even harder, I think, this year to market than past years, because there's so many more outside influences that can affect the market prices, of course, with the new administration. The European Central Bank, what's happening within China for growth, will China end up importing corn or DDGs or sorghum or things like that, and being aware of all of the global supply and what the funds are doing. And so at any one of those times, one of those market movers can be the thing that just, whoa, this is why we're up 30 cents today, or oh crud, now we're down 50 cents. And so don't be complacent in what you're doing, and every day be monitoring all of these situations that are happening around the world, because it's, I think this year going to be more volatile than last year, and there's going to be opportunities that are there, and if it's anything like last year, they maybe will only be around for a week. And if you're sleeping, you're out of luck.
You mentioned China, where the demand for soybeans is still pretty strong, right?
It is. And we have seen them doing incredible imports of soybeans so far this fall and early winter. And that demand has continued to expect to grow, of course, throughout the years. And so it is up just a little bit from last year as well.
Is that Chinese buying what you had expected, or is it a little stronger and lasting longer?
It is a little bit more than I think what we were thinking they would continue to buy, because with the prices being higher, usually they're of the opinion to say, well, we know South America is going to have a crop, so we'll start to trickle down our buying from the United States because South America harvest is just around the corner. So it is impressive. And then it makes you wonder, well, are they buying a little bit more aggressively now with the new administration coming in and they're unsure of policies? Who knows what's happening in China, but we're thankful for the business that they've given us so far.
That's Naomi Bloom with a different spelling of Bloom. It's B-L-O-H-M. She's a senior advisor with Stuart Peterson. Back after this.
If you've got a newer truck or tractor, you may need a newer diesel fuel. That's because newer engines operate under such extreme heat and pressure, they can actually cook your fuel, causing power loss, clogged filters, even engine failure. The solution is simple. Cenex Premium Diesel, with a special additive package formulated for the rugged demands of today's diesel engines. Want better running equipment? Get a better running diesel.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday morning. K-State Wildcats have been in Houston since Friday afternoon practicing for their Texas Bowl matchup with Texas A&M. Yesterday, they took part in the Rodeo Bowl, a head-to-head battle between the two teams in events like goat milking and calf roping. The Texas Bowl takes place tomorrow at 8 o'clock Central Time. Former K-State Wildcat Tyler Lockett is out for the season. Head coach Pete Carroll announced during his post-game press conference that wide receiver Tyler Lockett would require surgery for his right leg injury, which would end his 2016 campaign. Lockett injured his leg during a would-be 29-yard touchdown reception where cornerback Brandon Williams came down awkwardly on the wide receiver's right leg. The injury required Lockett to be stabilized on the field and put in an air cast, eventually leading to him being carted off the field. Mid-America Network Sports.
See them on landscaping jobs, construction sites, farms, and ranches. One brand that everyone knows and trusts. Bobcat Compact Equipment. Now you can get four-digit price cuts on many different models of slightly used Bobcat skid steer loaders from White Star Machinery during their year-end big sale. These are all light new pre-owned units that are loaded, not stripped. What's that mean to you? Savings are thousands of dollars off retail prices on Bobcat skid steer loaders. Low hours, low wear and tear, low, low price for a light new machine. Right now, get a bucket, forks, and delivery for free. So cross it off your bucket list. Unlockable Bobcat equipment can be yours for a price that's sure to make you say... Check them out on MyStar's website and click on the